Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James E. Revels, 89 of Hillsboro, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Burr Wesleyan Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of James Revels include his wife, Verda, three children, James, Alan Debbie Revels of Reedsburg, Susan Revels of Mauston, and Jerry Revels of Waniwok. Six grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and siblings Vivian Makovic, Arlene Johnson, Leona and Kenneth Kelbel, and Lucy Scott. James E. Revels, 89 of Hillsboro. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon Bulow is survived by his wife of 50 years, Laura, two sons, Eric and Lorinda Bulow of Avoca, and Alan and Jolene Bulow of Galesville, six grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, three sisters, Joyce and Kenny Leitz of Reedsburg, Kathy Lube of Sebago, Maine, and Nancy Blackburn of Milwaukee, two sisters-in-law, Kay and Jerry Ellis of Perry, Utah, and Pat Cook of Arizona, brother-in-law, Mark Roney of Montello, many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and friends. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point. Lonnie Tim Clark, 65 of Boscobel, died March 18th. A funeral service will be held Friday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the Boscobel Fire Department or the Boscobel Rescue Squad, or made out to the family for hunter safety scholarships and or a memorial at Governor Dodge State Park. Lonnie Clark is survived by his wife, Margie, daughter, Justine and Phil LaFond, son, Brennan and Kara, four grandchildren, his father, Larry, his mother, Bonnie, a brother, Todd and Carmen, brothers and sisters-in-law, Pat Fryer, Carol and Mike Nevikasi, Jim Meisberg, Marilyn and John Bellig, Jim Fryer, and Joe and Tamara Fryer. Also several nieces and nephews and many friends. Lonnie Tim Clark, 65 of Boscobel. Tammy Lee Wentworth, 62 of Muscadet, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 6 at the Sportsman's Lounge and Supper Club in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 6. Tammy Wentworth is survived by three children, Matthew and Liz Dyer, Jordan Dyer and Jenna Manders, and Amanda and Ray Lund. Four grandchildren, three sisters, Kimberly and Dean Schimmick, Karen and Dean Jones-Tisdale, and Nikki and Jerry Albaugh. Aunt, many other relatives and friends. Tammy Lee Wentworth, 62 of Muscadet. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center, died March 16th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Janine Reed is survived by four children, Nancy Reed of Reedstown, Patsy Reed Perkins of Mesa, Arizona, Robert and Candy Reed of Canfield, Ohio, and James and Rhonda Reed of Holman. 12 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren, a sister-in-law, Shirley Ewing, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82 of Boscobel, died March 16th at home. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Lyle Vesperman is survived by his brother, Archie Vesperman of Lancaster, a sister, Stella Blair of Appleton, and many nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel. Keith Floyd Johnson, age 81, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Cradwell Memorial Municipal Building in Muscadet. Keith Johnson is survived by two children, Eric Johnson and Fawn Jerrison, four grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Keith Floyd Johnson, age 81. Lucy Frawley, 91, formerly of Muscadet, died Sunday at the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Red Wing, Minnesota. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Soldiers Grove. Friends may call at the church from 9 until the time of service at 11, with a rosary at 8:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Philip Catholic Cemetery, St. Philip PCCW, or a charity of your choice. The Mann Funeral Home in Red Wing, Minnesota, is assisting the family. Survivors of Lucy Frawley include four children, John and Lori Frawley of Soldiers Grove, James and Paula Frawley of New Albion, Iowa, Janet and Bradley Richardson of Soldiers Grove, and Joan and Stephen Welsher of Goodhue, Minnesota. 12 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Harold Stanichka and James and Mary Stanichka, all of Richland Center, Joyce and Larry Robinson of Muscadet, and Lester and Nancy Stanichka of Richland Center. Also many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucy Frawley, 91, formerly of Muscadet. Phyllis Armbruster, 88, of Muscadet, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 1:30 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to a Grace Hospice Care or St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Phyllis Armbruster is survived by six children, Jill Armbruster and Chuck Jenkins of Livingston, Steve Armbruster and David Armbruster and Eric Armbruster, all of Muscadet, Leanne and Jeff Bleck of Glen Beulah, and Beth and David Storms of Muscadet. Four grandchildren, a sister, Virginia Karen of Cedarburg, brother, Paul and Marty Sash of Harshaw, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Phyllis Armbruster, 88, of Muscadet. Laverne Jean Lou Nundahl, 65, of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, April 10th, from 4 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Richland Area Rescue. Lou Nundahl is survived by his wife, Kim, three children, Garrett Nundahl, Ben and Misty Nundahl, and Tennille Spears. Seven grandchildren, his mother, Janice Nundahl, four siblings, Lori and Kent Walter, Lonnie and Thomas Haas, Jody Simonson, and Deborah Nundahl and Darrell Gaither, and many other relatives and friends. Laverne Jean Lou Nundahl, 65, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brianna Granger and Caden Hansen had twin daughters, Eliana May and Isabella Ann. Grandparents are Ron and Barb Granger and Melanie and Chris Hansen.